The 4th of July has come and gone, which means that most of us are unlikely to think about Michigan's hundreds of thousands of veterans until November. Actually, we tend to remember those who fought in our nation's wars three times a year. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and the glorious 4th, when our rapidly dwindling population of World War II veterans take part in small-town parades. Those of us who drive through Detroit are reminded of those who served more often, since men whose cardboard signs proclaim them to be homeless veterans can be seen panhandling at expressway ramps. Being a veteran hasn't been easy, maybe especially for those who fought in Vietnam. 30 years ago, a small group of those started getting together in Detroit. Most of them had a hard time when they came back from our nation's most unpopular war. Neither civilians nor older veterans wanted much to do with them. The older vets saw the younger men as a bunch of long-haired hippies. So a bunch of guys got together and pledged to build a new kind of association, one where people would never turn their backs on any veteran from any war. Their group, Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 9, reclaimed an abandoned building on Woodward. They drove away drug dealers, fixed up the place, and started helping vets who were down on their luck. And they developed a dream. Their building was next to a one-acre vacant lot owned by the city of Detroit. What if they were to build a park there to honor veterans of all America's wars? The vets themselves cleaned up the lot and tore down abandoned buildings. The late Marianne Mahaffey, the former Detroit City Council president, took up their cause. The vets signed an agreement in 2003 with the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation, a branch of city government. Then, nothing happened. Except one day, during the Kwame Kilpatrick era, the city started allowing a company called Prime Parking to park cars on the lot during sports events. The veterans were outraged. They hoped for better things when Dave Bing became mayor. But nothing has happened. They know the city doesn't have money to develop a park. They intend to raise it themselves. An architect has drawn up plans. Contractors have already pledged in-kind donations. Last week, the veterans hand-delivered a letter to Mayor Bing recounting their story and asking why their promise hasn't been fulfilled. I asked the mayor's office and got sort of an Orwellian answer. A low-ranking bureaucrat wrote that the city was only allowing Prime Parking to use the area as a parking lot until park construction begins, but then said the city wouldn't allow work to begin because the veterans hadn't submitted any development plans. However, I've seen those plans. The veterans also offered to rent the area themselves, but Detroit wouldn't let them do that either. The city did say they would grant the veterans another hearing before the Planning Commission in a couple weeks. What'll happen then is anyone's guess. What I know, however, is this. Detroit has plenty of empty vacant lots. If someone can turn one of them into green space with a fountain to remind us of our heritage, that would seem to make a lot of sense.